Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about the NFL Week 1 game preview matchup between the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers is my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm doing fantastic here on 100 Yards of Football.
Yes, sir. Glad to hear. And we want to hear from you, our fans. Who's going to win this ball game? It's going to be the Falcons. It's going to be the Panthers. Already going to be a good matchup week one. Of course, if you like the episode, please like, comment, share, and of course, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our show. Once again, on Facebook and on YouTube, as well as our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or whatever it is you like listening to your shows. We are available there each and every single week. All right, Mr. Turner, let's get into it. Game one for both these teams in the NFL. It is finally here. Both these teams going to be a 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time start in Atlanta. So the Falcons going to have the home field advantage. Fans are going to want to, do a little rising up here in week one. Let's talk about this team. This Falcons team, they have looked a lot different this year compared to the last few seasons. As we all know, Desmond Ridder is going to be the starting quarterback full-time this year. Mariota, they tried it out last year. Didn't work, but now Desmond Ridder has the key to the Corvette. He's going to be driving this ship. And behind him, though, going to be a brand-new running back with, out of Texas, Bijan Robinson, their first-round selection this year. I'm excited to see what this young man can do, how it can translate to the NFL. But let's not talk about it, though, Vince. Let's talk about this, though. Their running back room is tremendous, I think. The Falcons have a very, very deep running back room with him, Cordero Patterson, Tyler Allgeier. So those three are really going to be incorporated into this offense really throughout the entire season, I feel. We know what Patterson's done for Atlanta over the years. Allgeier was surprising last year for a lot of people, ran for over 1,000 yards. Now we'll see if Bijan Robinson can join him this upcoming season. You look at the running or the wide receiver room, you have Drake London right there, and of course, Kyle Pitts. But then I would say it's a little bit lacking. You do have some guys who you look at, you say, all right, these are some solid players, but can they pick up some slack compared to, you know, some of the Falcons' greatest receivers? You got guys like Matt Collins and Scott Miller who are going to be filling in, of course, like I mentioned, with Pitts and London, who are going to be doing the most of the heavy lifting this year. Offensive line, they've got a lot of really solid guys. Jake Matthews, Matt Bergeron, Drew Dahlman, Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry, some names that people have been familiar with for a few years here in Atlanta. So I think the offense is going to maybe take a little bit of time. I do like it on paper. We'll see how we can do this upcoming season, though. And as for defense, I think they've really done a good job building this defense with good guys like Calais Campbell, David Omenyada, Grady Jarrett, of course, and a few other guys like Troy Anderson, Cade Nellis. And, of course, we can't forget the secondary. I got to show them some love. Their big offseason acquisition in Jesse Bates III got him from the Cincinnati Bengals. And, of course, we all know what's going on there in the island in A.J. Terrell right there putting some work at cornerback. So I think overall, if Falcons, you want to come out strong week one, just not play careless. I want to see what Robinson can do, so I'd hand him the ball a good bit. And for Desmond Ridder, I mean, this is a team, Vincent, where, you know, a lot of people say in the offseason they should have maybe gone after Lamar Jackson or something. So Desmond Ridder's got some people who are already doubting him, but sometimes I like to see that, though. Sometimes guys thrive on that, and we'll see what Desmond Ridder can do week one against this Carolina Panthers defense. So how do you like the Falcons coming into this game, Vincent?
When I look at the Falcons, and I'm going to say it very small, slowly, and carefully.
Okay.
Their football team last year, they averaged 159 yards on the ground. They was third in the National Football League in running the football. Now they went out there and got Bijan Robinson, who's bringing over, what, 3,140 yards, career yards at Texas, 33 touchdowns on the ground. So what I'm looking at is when I look at Mr. Robinson, I'm smelling something. I'm smelling Michael Vick too. Explosive. Exciting Nike commercials. Then I'm looking at him going in the backfield, as you just said, a very deep backfield. Taylor Allgeier last year over 1,000 yards. Cordell Patterson over close to 700 yards. A very stable offensive line now with Jake Matthews, Chris Lindstrom. Then you're looking at the playmakers on the outside, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. Then you bring on Mac Hollins, who look like he's going to be a pretty good player. The bottom line, Desmond Ridder, all he got to do is just drive the bus. Don't get excited. Take what the defense give him. Pound the ball, and the Falcons are going to be a very good offensive football team. If he can't handle that, then hey, the pressure is going to be on my man from the 901, Arthur Smith. From the defensive standpoint, it's very simple. In order to play in this game, in order for your defense to be championship level, you got to get after the passer. 21 sacks not going to happen. Calais Campbell, Bud Dupree, Caden Ellis. We brought you over here in the offseason. Arthur Smith and Mr. Blank gave you your money. You give Grady Jarrett some help, you got to get pressure on the quarterback. Jesse Bates, I like the acquisition. A guy that's going to be in the back nine as a safety, one of the top three safeties in the game right now. It's very simple. Don't get away from your game plan. Desmond Ridder, it's all in his hands of how the Falcons are going to control as an offensive team this year. Defensively, getting after the quarterback. Arthur Smith is your time. I like how this football team is built. I like how they say fly the birds. Let's get rid of the fly the birds in the Mercedes Benz. And I'm feeling real good about the man out of the state of Texas by way of Arizona, Mr. Robinson. As I say, I smell Michael Vick too. Explosive, exciting, Nike commercials. Defense, get after the quarterback. And you playing against a pretty good quarterback on Sunday and Mr. Bryce Young. Don't get it misconstrued. This is a young man that threw for almost 9,000 yards at the University of Alabama and over 88 touchdowns.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll see what that Falcons defense can do this Sunday. Let's flip the script. Talk about the Carolina Panthers. You brought them up. Bryce Young, number one overall pick in this past year's draft. You got to think they're going to start relying on him very, very heavy this year early on. So if you're that secondary, like you mentioned, if you're that Jesse Bates, if you're that AJ Terrell, get ready for a heavy dose of Bryce Young this upcoming Sunday. You know the fans are going to be wanting to see what he can do, number one overall draft pick. But he's got some good players behind him as well. It's not just a one-man show. You got Miles Sanders, who they picked up in the offseason, solid running back. Chuba Hubbard behind him, also very good. They picked up Adam Thielen, who was with the Minnesota Vikings, to be the one of their star receivers, go along with Terrace Marshall and DJ Shark. So along with Hayden Hurst, who was former Atlanta Falcon a couple of seasons ago. So I like this team on paper. I think that the Panthers, they're building something nice. They're building something good. But I'm not sure if they're there quite yet. But let's talk about this defense, though. I like this Carolina defense. They got some really good players. Derrick Brown, of course, Shy Tuttle, Deshaun Williams, Shaq Thompson. The list goes on and on, of course, in the backfield. You got to roll with J.C. Horn out of South Carolina, Xavier Woods, and Vaughn Bell, just to name a few. So I like this Carolina team, but I just think right now that the Falcons are a more complete squad. I think that they have a little bit more experience as a team. And I think that Arthur Smith and crew are going to do some good work this upcoming Sunday. But I do expect the Carolina Panthers to come out, have a good fight week one. But ultimately, I think the Falcons could be a little bit better in this week one matchup. Mr. Turner, your thoughts on the Panthers and how they can win this ball game?
As I just mentioned, the number one overall pick, Bryce Young, out of University of Alabama, who I consider maybe the greatest quarterback in Alabama history. 80 touchdowns in his career. I gave him 8 extra ones. I'm sorry about that. He won 100 yards football. 8,356 yards passing. Won the Heisman as a sophomore. Played at the top level last year as a junior. A guy who a lot of people are questioning his size, but he's a guy. All I know, what he did at the University of Alabama, considered the top program in college football, he played at a high level every week. He's coming into a situation that in Carolina, veteran coach and Frank Reich. Then I'm looking at this. You just mentioned very stable running game. Miles Sanders, have we forgotten? You was correct. He came over from Philadelphia, but you know what he bringing? 3,708 career yards, 20 touchdowns. Chuba Hubbard last year had a very good season rushing the football. Then on the outside, he's got veteran receivers that's played in this game. DJ Chalk, Adam Thielen. And then Jonathan Mingo, who they say has been a stud in camp at the University of Ole Miss. They came out of the system over there, Ole Miss, with Lane Kiffin, where he caught a lot of balls. And you looking at this situation with Bryce Young, you saying, man, I'm not going to that's a pretty good situation. So comparison, Bryce Young can make a lot of those throws. So he's not going to have to do nothing. I'm going to say put the team on the shoulders, but just make plays because he got that veteran presence around him. And then defensively. Carolina's got better, the best defensive lines in the game. Two of the better tackles, Derrick Brown out of the University of Auburn, War Eagles, one of the best tackles out of the metro area over there in Gwinnett County. Then you got Shane Tuttle that's played at a high level. And when Carolina run defense is held their opponents under 100 yards last year. They went 4-1. And then they got some pretty good players in Shaq Thompson at the linebacker position. They had over 100 tackles. And hopefully, Brian Burns, he's been in a contract dispute with the organization. They say he's going to probably play on Sunday. But he's a young man at 25 years old, had 12 sacks last year. A guy that's now really ascending as one of the best pass rushers in the game. I'm telling you, this is going to be a real hard knockout, drag-out first game in the NFC South. And I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina comes out with a victory, but the pressure's on the Atlanta Falcons. And really, to be honest, Logan, which quarterback plays well on Sunday is going to win the game.
I'm with you on that, man. I'm with you on that. My final thoughts on this bowl game, my final score prediction, I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons getting win in week one. I'm going to go with the Falcons, final score of 28. I'm going to get the Carolina Panthers 21, just a 7-point ball game. Like I said, I think it's going to be a close matchup, one that I think maybe some people are sleeping on. But I think there's going to be a good game overall. I think Desmond Ridder and company with the Falcons just going to have a little bit of a better day. Once again, final score 28-21. Atlanta Falcons get the win in week one. Mr. Turner, your final score.
Hey, it's going to be a real close ball game. I'm going to take Atlanta 24, Carolina 21.
All right. We will see how it goes, but we want to hear from you, our fans. What's the final score for this ball game going to be? Do you have it being what me and Vincent said? Is it going to be a little bit higher, a little bit lower? We want to hear in the comments, of course, on Facebook and on YouTube. And, of course, check us out on our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, once again, all of your favorite streaming platforms. Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, always a pleasure. Glad to be talking some NFL football with you once again. I've been your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.